I tried to change him. It didn't work.
Yeah. What do you try to change him into?
I just like somebody that I enjoyed being with. But it's like the one requirement of someone I want to date. To another episode of Girls Gotta Eat.
Welcome back.
Another great week.
We are here at Mouth Media, powered by Sennheiser, as always.
Okay, and this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp Therapy Online. For 10% off your first month, go to betterhelp.com/GG. So you know, if you listen to the show, that we are such fans of therapy and anything that can really improve your mental health and get you to a better place where you are loving and enjoying your life more and spending the time the way you want to. A lot of people spend their lives wishing they had more time, but the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. So therapy can really help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. It's so helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, empowering you to be the best version of yourself. Therapy isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma, etc. It helps you with your relationships, whether romantic, friendships, family, all the things. So we really cannot recommend it enough. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You can just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and then switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. So again, check out BetterHelp, see if it works for you. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/GGE today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GGE.
Another thing I feel passionately about is that we have a really exciting week coming up.
Oh, I thought you were going to start your rant.
No,
but later. We'll give later it the episode. Yeah, we're going on the road.
I'm excited. It's our first road tour. First of many.
First road show. Fucking traveling circus.
So this is Monday. We are going to be celebrating our friendship anniversary.
Oh my God.
Tomorrow.
In Atlanta.
At a sold out show in Ashley's 10-year, what do you call it if you lived somewhere for 10 years? It's not a hometown. Is there a name? Previous place you lived?
A former Atlantan, I guess. Yeah, I lived there for 10 years.
So I'm going to meet some of Ashley's friends. We're going to celebrate our anniversary with a sold out live show. And then 2 days later, we got on the road. We go to Nashville. And then I'm going to a wedding. So I have a packed schedule.
Yeah, you really
do.
I'm really going to be at the wedding.
So at this wedding is going to be the same guy that I slept with at the last wedding I went to in June. So hopefully we'll have some repeat business. You guys can stay tuned for that. I just like to recycle. It's less work. You don't have to do the
all the legwork. Yeah.
I know exactly like which buttons to push to make you come. It's like, I got it. I don't need to like learn about your family or ask questions about what you do for a job. Like, I don't have to do any of those things. It's just like, you down? 100. Just send back a text message. It says 100. That's it.
Right. It's like sometimes where you're like, oh, do I want to start a new series on Netflix? But instead you just watch Friends reruns.
I queue up The
just
Office.
Like, you know, yeah, watch The Friends, watch The Office.
Just let it wash over me like an old boyfriend.
You don't have to think that hard about it.
Yeah. So stay tuned. We will give you guys updates on that. But
Follow along, guys, all week. Because we'll be doing these shows and, you know, we're going to be posting stories. We're going to be in Atlanta and Nashville. I don't know. Could still be tickets left. We're not sure.
Definitely meet and greets left.
So probably a few meet and greets left for Atlanta. We have those gift bags. You can still add them onto your existing ticket, but regular general admission is sold out. And then there could be Nashville tickets left. So check them out. And Lev will be with us, as we mentioned before. So
cool.
Follow along.
Can't wait. I'm super excited. You guys had a week off for me last week, so we're going back to school. Guys, make sure you are still rating and reviewing us on iTunes. We love to read them to each other as bedtime stories. But if you're not feeling very like literarily inclined, just go ahead and leave a rating, not a review. Just hit that 5 stars.
Literarily. There she is.
Guys, I haven't had a drink in a week.
That's not a word.
Literarily inclined.
She's making up words.
It's a word.
Literally.
Literally? Literarily. It doesn't matter. The point is, I was just trying to find a way to plug that I haven't drank in a week.
Yeah. You look great.
Thank you.
I always can tell when Raina hasn't drank. Her skin's like glowing. So many doing anti-alcohol ads.
There's so many things wrong with me, but my skin is really nice.
It is good.
Anyways, please keep leaving ratings. Hopefully this week we will release our fall line, which Ashley last mirror to my say our it.
Fall line.
So stay tuned for merchandise, but keep sending us your cute merchandise pics. We love them.
Yeah, you guys look so cute. I'm wearing one of the shirts right now.
You look great in it. I love it. It's a great everyday shirt.
Thanks. Thanks.
Okay.
Speaking of fall.
We've talked about. I want to do a PSA about apple picking. Let's talk about apple picking.
You are so pissed. Okay, here's the thing. We both have like such cute brothers, right? We love our brothers so much.
Yes.
They're both in relationships. Raina's brother is married. Mine stayed in someone that I really like her a lot. And she posted a picture of them at the Eagles game. And it was very cute. And right at the exact same time in my timeline, a picture of Raina's brother and his wife, apple picking, showed up. And I just like sent it to Raina, like, look how cute, right? Look at our cute brothers. And she was like, no. Full rant on apple picking.
Okay. I just want to say this has nothing to do with me being single or bitter about being single. I didn't like doing this when I was in a relationship. Apple picking is the biggest conspiracy crock of shit.
Oh my God.
It is a conspiracy by the pie shell companies.
The what?
The pie shell companies. Every company in the grocery store that sells pie shells,
oh.
Apple picking is a conspiracy by them. Okay? Let me just give you the reasons why apple picking is not fun. It's dirty. I don't want to be on a farm, okay? We have evolved as a society far enough that, like, most of us don't need to go to a farm to get our produce. You live by a bodega or a grocery store. There's no need. You need to go carry a giant sack full of fruit through a dirty farm.
I love farms. My parents live on a farm.
Who carries the apple sack?
You want to finish your rant because I have a rebuttal.
You want to carry an apple sack?
I'll carry an apple sack. I love apples. I'm very passionate about apples. And here's the deal, Raina. I'll tell you this. I dated somebody that we weren't allowed to do any fall activities except watch football. So any fall activity is fine with me. I'll go pick apples. I'll go to the pumpkin patch. I'll put on a cute little fall outfit with boots and a scarf. All I wanted to do was go apple picking.
Okay, but like this is not a fair rebuttal. It's like a little kid that was told to like they couldn't play outside growing up. Of course, all that kid wants to do is play outside.
I like activities. Like
I love activities. I'll go to a football game. I love sporting events.
Okay. What I'm saying is I don't want to do that. I want to go fucking apple picking in my cute outfit and get the cute pictures. I don't know. I've seen like cute little apple picking excursions, especially like upstate New York. Like I'm here for it. Or I could just be like desperate for a date.
I don't understand. I don't need that quantity of apples. I don't need that quality of apples. We live in a modern day society. We don't need to go to a farm to pick our produce, okay?
Do you want to go to a pumpkin patch?
No, I don't want to do anything in the dirt.
Nothing cute and fall.
Listen, the only reason.
It's not the dirt. You're not
okay,
like,
let me
it's
ask
not like
you,
a fucking pigsty.
Let me ask you a question. If they told you on the way up to the farm that you had to check your phones and you couldn't bring it into the farm, no cameras. Would you still want to go?
I'd be disappointed.
No photos?
I'd probably enjoy the experience.
I'm there for the photos. I'm there for the cute, I'm wearing fall boots and a flannel photos.
Look.
I'll share a picture of my brother and his wife on our story. It's so cute.
Wants to take me apple picking. I wasn't allowed to do any fall activities in my last relationship. Maybe PTSD. I have so much PTSD.
Listen, I'm gonna call in an expert witness that's a farmer and explain to you why this is bullshit. People from Mott's Apple Juice, I'm gonna call them too. You guys, stay tuned for the rebuttal. I hate apple picking. It's bullshit. Don't want to do it. Don't want to carry things or be dirty. I hate it. I don't need this quantity of apples. I don't need to go home with 75 apples. Every time I go, I come home with 75
apples. You're right.
It's
a lot of apples.
What do I need that many apples for? Applesauce, apples on pork. Apple pie. What else am I going to do?
Like a whole Forrest Gump situation right now.
Grilled apples, fried apples, broiled apples, apple tartar.
Apples and grits.
Anyways, hate it. Don't want to do it. But if you want to buy me tickets to any football game ever, I'm for it.
Don't want to go to a football game with you, but I would like to go apple picking. Look at us disagreeing. Healthy argument.
Love you. Speaking of dates that we want to go on, you set up a little date this week. I want to address something that's been going on in our relationship.
I do not have a date this week.
You're not calling it a date because you don't want me to come. You don't want me to suggest that I want to come. So you're like, it's no big deal. It's casual.
Well, all right. So Rain and I are in a full-blown business partnership career. Everything's tied in with each other now. So we deal with a lot of people, men, women, a lot of men.
I like that you had to specify men and women. Like, we deal with a lot of people, 50% men.
More men, probably.
Like, the people that, like, run our lives and work for us.
Yeah. No. Maybe, like, half and half. Whatever.
It's mostly men.
Whatever. Maybe it's, like, whatever, two-thirds.
Doesn't matter.
And we are encountering different people here and there that are important to us for networking and these kind of things. And there was somebody that, like, wanted to meet with me and Raina together.
Like, met us together and was like, oh, we should all go out together for lunch or something. And what'd you say to me?
Well, now I'm just going to lunch with him.
I knew that you were, like, kind of into him. It to me like you were into him, and then she just like casually mentioned that she had made plans with him without me. Like, it was no, like, we were on our way, like, down the street into an Uber, and she's like, oh, by the way, I made plans with him anyways, okay, bye. Like, really casual.
I was like, I have lunch with so-and-so this week. You were like, I'm sorry, what?
It's not that I need to come, I just like that you try to skirt it. Like,
well, I don't think it's a date. Here's the thing,
that's okay, I'm trying to date half the people that work for
really
us.
Right, and I have like a great, like, we just don't go for the same guys. It's really nice. Like, there's another guy that we kind of work with on some things. And, like, he and Raina, we're on a group text with him for necessary work purposes. And they'll, like, start flirting. And I'm like, I'll see myself out. Like, this is so weird. Like, he said he had, like, to go on this some sort of interview or call. And Raina was like, good luck. Like, winky face. I'm like, I can't. This is business. What are you doing? Like, I swear, I had to, like, tell her when we first started working with him, like, please include me in any important meetings. Because I know that you'll just go to drinks with him on your own.
Tell him that you're out of town.
Like, I was like, you can do it. You can do whatever you want, but please just keep me informed of the decisions that are made on behalf of me.
I like that you had to, like, beg me to actually include you in business decisions. Because you know we have, like, a side text where we flirt with each other.
I know you do. I'm very aware.
Where he, like, tells me what he did over the weekend and things.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I don't know. It's funny. We have yet to, like, even slightly, like, the same guy fight over a guy. Which is nice.
I can't. The guys that you would go out, I can't reach them. You're a foot taller than me. When am I going to go out with a guy that's 6'6"? I can't even, like, reach the people that you would date. What? You're right. The limit does not exist.
Speaking of tall guys. No, I'm just kidding.
Do we have somebody tall coming here today?
Kind of. He's tall.
Is he? I didn't Google his stats. Did you?
We were trying to figure out his age. I was like, the internet failed me. I was like, Wikipedia, and I couldn't figure it out. Second he walks in here, I'm asking his age. I couldn't find it. I've never not been able to find something on the internet.
I think this is actually kind of funny that, like,
I failed.
Like, this guy isn't, like, I could understand somebody, like, A-list celeb status, like, their publicist burying things about them. But, like, this guy somehow, like, got his age buried.
Anyway.
All right. Well, without further ado, we have another comedian in the studio this week, which is one of our favorite things. So please welcome Sam Morrell.
Yo. Hey.
Glad to have you.
I like this.
What do you like about it specifically?
Just three Jews staring each other down.
I'm not a Jew. She's not a Jew.
I'm always like the one non-Jew.
Really? You seem like a Jew.
What about her emits Jewiness?
My nose.
If I say it, I'm going to sound like a jerk. No, just your personality, just the way, I don't know.
No,
that's you're very
fine.
Pretty. I didn't mean it like it's a compliment.
She Marty. Seems like she like wants you to bring like your bank statement to a date.
Really?
Is that what seems Jewish about her?
Oh, man.
I seem successful, right?
You know, yes, that's what it was. You know, my mom, I talked to my mom on the phone last week about, because she just saw that movie Straight Outta Compton. And she, you know, the manager's Jewish. And that, like, the manager who rips him off.
Right.
So she was like, why do you have to be a Jew? And I was like, because it's based on a real story. They're not trying to upset you. But it was like, that's, so whenever I hear like a money thing, I'm like defensive of Jews, but.
No, you know? Every time, when we did You Up, it was like three Jews and then me in the room and everybody made a joke and I just laughed along.
We were talking about the joke. We were talking about Passover and she just like sort of laughed along.
Sure.
I'm honorary.
Sure.
Honorary Jew.
Yeah, you're an honorary, I feel it. I feel a good Jewy energy.
And my last name's kind of Jewy. Is that a thing I can say?
What's your last name, Ashley?
Heseltine.
No,
it sounds like a German beer. Yeah. That doesn't sound like a Jewy.
No, it's because they hear like Stein.
Right.
You know.
True. We hear what we want to hear. We want to make you into a Jew.
I feel like with comedians specifically, we always, like, 10 minutes into the episode, we suddenly introduce who the person is. They're like, who the fuck is talking?
you said his name.
So can you introduce yourself? Where are you from? What do you do?
My name's Sam Morrell. I'm from New York City. I'm a stand-up comic. I still live here, obviously. And what else?
You just had a special.
Wait, I want to know how old you are.
I'm 32.
You're 32? Okay.
What were we going to guess?
We couldn't guess. We were Googling you last night to see how old you are.
I think I have one of those things.
Your age is like hard to find.
They can't tell if I'm 40 or 25, I totally can agree.
Like you're like just graduated high school or you're like my dad.
You just look like a white guy. I don't know. You could be 25 or 45.
Wait, who do people tell you look like?
I get so many and they're never good. They're never, it's never like, thanks for, you know, it's always like Mr. Bean. I'm like, all right. Or like I get Michael Phelps, but it's always with like a mean adjective attached to it. It's never like, you look like Michael Phelps. It's like, you look like a less fit Michael Phelps. I'm like, yeah, I didn't assume like I look like him physically.
Your face is more attractive than Michael Phelps, but I see the resemblance. His face is a little fucked.
I feel like he's a handsome guy.
You do?
Yeah, because we look alike. I have to stand up for him. I think he's fine. I think he's like, if you saw him in person, you'd probably be like, he's a good looking guy. But he's, you know,
yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, he's an Olympic swimmer. Like, of course, I think that's hot. Success is hot.
Well, right. I think Mr. Bean's pretty handsome, too. I think he's a good-looking dude.
Yeah, you're like his son.
Like, I mean, how often are you going to be complimented by somebody telling you, like, what you look like? Nobody's ever like, you look like Giselle.
One time a guy said I look like George Clooney's failed cologne. So if I get anyone good-looking, it's always, like, attached to something really
right.
mean.
Right.
I think that's kind of, I thought that was kind of a funny line.
For me, it's like some actress before she got skinny.
But that's what people, and no one's ever, you never get just like a, no. And the people that really believe it, it's always like someone who's like, I look like Beyonce, and I'm like, you're 300 pounds.
Right.
It's always someone who's like super confident in it.
Well, and people, when someone starts to say, like, you know who you look like, I like run away. Like one time someone was like, Donna Karen. And I was like, oh, I didn't know what she looked like. I was like, I bet she's beautiful. Nope.
Right.
She
really?
Like Googled her. She's not pretty at all.
She's 30 years older than you are. It's like a weird person to look like.
It was a bummer.
Anyways.
Yeah, you can't give 30. That's not even nice.
Okay, thank you to Helix for supporting Girls Gotta Eat. Go to helixsleep.com/GGE, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. Use code HELIXPARTNER20, and you'll get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows. You guys know how obsessed we are with Helix. Both of us have multiple Helix mattresses. It's all we sleep on. I have made sure that my parents have one, my brother has one, my boyfriend has one. I just refuse to go anywhere and not sleep on a Helix mattress. That is how obsessed we are. The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Luxe Collection, which we love. We have the Luxe Collection mattresses, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. So for everyone in the family, and you're just going to take their quiz, which is really fun, and then they will give you your personalized mattress recommendation. It's going to be shipped straight to your door free of charge. You can try it out for 100 nights to make sure you love it, and then there's a 10 to 15 year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. We know everybody sleeps differently. You might sleep on your back, your side, roll around all night on your stomach, or you might want a soft, medium, or firm mattress. We are all so different. So that is why they offer really something for everyone. And so you're just going to order what works best for you, come straight to your door. You can sleep on it that night. You're going to love it. It will change your life. You'll get the best sleep of your life, and you can thank us later. So Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/GGE and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Okay, so you have a Comedy Central special.
Yeah.
When did that come about?
It came out September 14th, but it's streaming now on cc.com/Sam Morrill, Morrill.
Cool. We'll remind everybody at the end of the episode, where to find you. But we watched it last night. It was great.
Can you say, can you tell us where that was filmed?
It was filmed in, like, this is a real bombshell. No, I can't talk about it. It's very personal. It was filmed in Brooklyn right by the Barclay Center at this venue called Roulette, which is a beautiful. Okay. And then my friend Krista Stefano completely ripped me off and chose the same venue for his special.
And oh, really?
It was Comedy Central. Like, yeah, we'll double dip. And I'm like, you know, I put a lot of thought into this place.
Oh, you picked it?
Well, I visited a few places.
It looked awesome. That's why I'm
asking. We were talking about stealing it from you last night. We were like, you know what we should perform as
well? It's going to look different. That's the thing. It's like, they make it look different, so they say. We'll see.
What do you like to talk about in comedy? Do you lean on like dating stuff?
I love dating stuff. Yeah, because it's relatable.
Right.
It's like anyone can. You can talk about dating, and anyone can. You know, everyone's felt heartbreak or been in a relationship, and I find that that on the road is a way to connect for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's like why this podcast got so popular.
And people, are you dating? Are
no,
you in a relationship?
I'm single. I just had lunch with a friend. She's like, every girl I have lunch with is like, she's married. She's like, I need to set you up. I have all these friends. And I'm just like, I'm not here that often. So it's kind of hard. Yeah. I'm on the road so much.
Well, that's a good way to know how your friends think about you though. Like set you up with. Sometimes it does not feel good.
I asked for a picture. I asked for some background. I want to know who the person is, of course. I'm not just going on like, I'm not going in there blind.
But that can be very flattering or very insulting when they're like, I want to set you up with this person. And it's like, I know.
I think they know that I'm so against it that they usually give me good leads.
Yeah, yeah. So it was funny in your special, you said that you had a girlfriend, you never cheated just because like no one wanted to fuck you.
Right. That's my secret. That's why my secret to staying faithful. And people are like, what is it? I'm like, no one fucked me. No one wanted to have sex with me.
Now that can't happen. Like, you're like coming into fame now. You had a Comedy Central special.
I won't call it fame. Well, Jesus.
I don't know.
More famous than we are.
Arguably.
I don't know. Ash is in charge of making guests feel really comfortable and good up front. So we're like, you know what we're talking about? Nobody wants to fuck you.
I'm going to roast you later.
No,
I don't know. You must get girls like approaching you.
Sometimes.
Do you get like DM slides?
Sometimes, yeah.
But then
I'm always skeptical. Like, I have that. I always talk to my friend about this. It's like the Annie Hall thing, you know, Groucho Marx. You never want to be a club that would have someone like you as a member.
Right.
So I definitely, when I'm like, well, she's into me. What is wrong with
her?
What is this?
Get a life,
I definitely have that feeling. Sometimes if a girl messages me and then I'm just like, what is this? I don't know. I'm also scared to meet someone. Like, I like meeting someone in a bar. I don't like the DM slide.
Oh, no. Me too. Like, we did a whole episode on like meeting guys in the wild because, I mean, the app stuff sucks and...
I don't like it. I don't feel like I come across as well on apps. I feel like I always do better in person.
Yeah.
So I just like, I'm not big on it.
Do you ever do the apps?
I've done it. Yeah, I definitely done it, but it's not for me really.
Have you ever listed what you do do you list what you do as an occupation?
My friend who's a comic made my profile. So she made my profile. So she said, she's very blunt in her way. She's very forward. So she was like, I think something like along the lines of, yeah, I'm a comic, whatever. Like, here's my Instagram or whatever. And so she just posted all this stuff. And I was like, you think this is good? She's like, yeah, I think it's good. So I just went with that.
Okay. We were talking about like what her and I would put on our dating profiles as an occupation. And she put self-employed. So I did too. And then a guy friend of mine was like, that sounds terrible. Like, and then in my mind, I'm like, oh, like it sounds like I'm like making candles in a basement in Brooklyn or something. Yes. So I was like, entrepreneur. That's what you put. It's the same thing.
But then entrepreneur sometimes sound like some guy who's like, I'm an entrepreneur. And he's selling his mixtape in like the 7-Eleven parking lot.
It sexifies self-employed to me.
Yeah.
Well, I don't put comedian. I don't want that at all. I don't want that kind of weird attention. Like, I think guys think it's like, what's the word?
I think guys are, a lot of guys want to be the funny one. And also guys are, they're worried they're probably going to be in your act somehow.
Well, I think I'm like a clown, you know, like they're like, oh, I would like to go out with that girl for like the story. I don't really know.
I just don't want
some guys are traditional in that way where they want to be the funny one. It's like, well, if they're dating a comic, they're just not going to be the funny one. They just got to get over that. I get some really crazy ones where the people just like this one girl. She just keeps sending me like Instagram videos that I guess she thinks are funny. And I'm just like, I'm not going to watch all that. I can't watch all these. This is crazy.
She's trying to like impress you with her humor.
Yeah, but it's not even her. She's just like got good taste in humor, I guess. And then she also, I just feel like some people are so forward that I'm kind of put off. Where I'm like, it's a hard balance to strike because obviously confidence is sexy, but I don't know.
I mean, we ask guys, a lot of the guys that come on here, like, what do you think if a girl just straight up asks you out on a date? And like sometimes we'll have to like drag the answer out of them and they'll be like, actually, I don't want that.
It depends. It always depends. There's no playbook, really. It's just what you're feeling in that moment.
I just think that, like, everybody always, like, is looking for, like, what's the answer? Am I too bold? Am I too confident? Am I too funny? Am I not funny enough? And, like, I think you hit it on the head that, like, there's never an answer. And every day of the week, you might be feeling something different. And it's just, like, a tone of voice or a smell or, like, the way somebody moves. And that's why meeting in person is so great. Because it's just, you don't have to weed out those things as much.
meeting in person is nice. I used to hang out after my shows, and now I'm always gone. I've noticed if I do get a DM, it's usually after I run my hour at the Comedy Cellar, because it's like, I think maybe they see, if I'm doing 15 minutes, they see just like a quick set, but if I do an hour, they're like, oh, I learned a lot about this guy.
They've like fallen in love.
Well, I won't go that far, but they've been like, oh, I know enough.
It takes the full hour.
I know enough to know his flaws and blah, 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 so.
When you were in a serious relationship, were you traveling a lot? You were on the road? Was that a problem?
Yeah, it's always a problem. And then she lived in Los Angeles, so that was a problem too. Oh, we were long distance for the long, but she traveled a lot too, so that made it a little easier that we both were not home. And then she came and lived here for a while for a job, and then, you know, I always say this, but stability, I think, it's just a sign of stability when you can have consistent dinners with someone.
Yeah.
And I'm just not that guy. So I get it. I tell people at the gate, I'm like, if this is a deal breaker, I totally understand. I'm gone like almost every weekend.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle thing.
All right. So
I like this idea of changing somebody and like, you know, do that. And that's not sort of what we wanted to talk about today because we got a little bit of that from your special.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the Beyonce, let me upgrade you.
Yeah, you were like, there's a song that, Billie, love you just the way you are.
Yeah, Billie Joel's song, I love you just the way you are.
The girl version is let me upgrade you.
No, right? Yeah, I say Billie Joel, there's no female version of that. There's no song. It'd be called You Are My Project. That's what I say, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys do try to change women too. That's not entirely true. I was just talking about my experience in my last relationship. I think guys do try to change women.
Yeah. I mean, I personally don't want another fixer-upper. Like, I kind of been there, done that. Like, I want like a fully formed human male.
I love rescuing women.
I don't want to rescue anybody. I want you to like make me better. I'm over it. I've been there, done that. But I just think sometimes women, they just want the best for you. And they're like,
but I think that, all right, maybe, and I like that you have a different opinion than us, but I think a lot of times what we hear from girls and my experience is that there's this like negative connotation that like women try to like change a man. Sure. And like, I don't think I'm not one of those like,
I try to change my ex all the time. I would say, stop trying to break up with me every week. Could you change that about you?
Okay, so you tried to change her to not break up with you. But was she trying to, like, change you, do you feel like?
Yeah, I do.
Or have you, not even your specific ex, but, like, have you been in relationships where girls are?
I think in some ways, I think every girl I've dated has tried to change me a little bit. Yeah, for sure.
In what ways?
Well, I just had lunch with a friend, and she was telling me about this girl. She went to college with this girl I dated when I was much younger, and both her parents were psychiatrists, which was like, holy shit, talk about being analyzed at the dinner table. Like, she would use this in fights all the time. Like, I mean, she would just, I felt like she manipulated me a lot, like in arguments. I remember when I first met my biological father when I started dating her, she pushed me to meet him. And she, in arguments, she would say, who are you really yelling at? And I'd be like, that's not fair.
But I couldn't do it.
That's not cool.
I couldn't handle that. My partner like psychoanalyzed me.
What a great way to deflect, though. Like every time you got in an argument with somebody,
I was young and dumb, and I was like, maybe I am really mad at him. And I was like, wait a second, you cheated on me. This is you. I'm totally mad at you. But
she's like a Jedi mind tricker.
It was good.
But that was the two psychiatrists.
Yeah, and then I guess every girl of days like a little. I think for changing, she wanted me to be more in touch with that stuff, or she just wanted to manipulate me, whatever. And then there's other girls that have been, the schedule has been an issue for sure, but the last girl was a comic, so she was totally down with that. She didn't care.
Right.
Right.
Well, to some extent, like, your career, like, I don't know that you can change somebody if they've chosen a career that makes them work until 12 o'clock at night or 2 a.m. or whatever and travel all the time. Like, I don't know if that's something you can change about somebody. You can choose to not date a comedian.
Absolutely, yeah. You can't be like, hey, can you change your career path you're on for me? I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's not someone who cares about you. I don't think people that do that to you they have your best interests in heart. And I wouldn't want to sacrifice my career for anyone. You know, I love what I do. And it's been a while since, like, I was at the Cellar late last night drinking with a friend and Aperol spritz by the pint glass. It just kept refilling it. That's what she drank. So I was like, I'm in. Let's do it.
She specifically requested it in a pint glass?
Yeah. That's how she rolls. Okay. I kind of like it. We're at the Fab Black Pussycat around the block from the Cellar. And of course, like, people keep popping in and we just keep getting like, we're like, man, comics are so fucked up. It's so great. But anyway, I was drinking with her and I'm like, oh, we both are non-relationships. We're both, oh, she's kind of in a relationship. But like, she's in no rush to get home to him. And I'm like, oh, if I really love someone, like my ex, I really would like, I would rush home excited to see her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not to where I would blow off work, but I'd blow off the hang a little bit to see her.
And that's the thing. Like, we've talked about this before. Like, Raina dated somebody. He worked in the restaurant industry and she'd be like, can you come home at just like 2 instead of 5? You know, like, it was like not.
Well, you're the most reasonable girlfriend ever.
Well, here's the morning, I realized that, like, I wasn't going to be awake whether you came home at 2 or 5, but the next day, I wanted you to wake up at, like, a reasonably normal time so we could, like,
spend a half hour together
to work and, like, hang out for, like, an hour. I don't want, like, good morning, beautiful texts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, I just didn't love that. Oh, my God.
I don't like when guys are, in my case, women, but I don't like when I hear, I have female friends who tell me this, but guys are, like, overcompensating. They're making up for maybe a lack of effort. So they're saying, they're sending texts like, good morning, beautiful. It's like, well, fucking show up a little bit too.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, don't even get me started like on words versus actions. I'm just like, I don't, they're just fucking words.
Show me. Yeah.
But I think it's like Sasheer Zamata. Did I say that right?
I
love a bit that she does. And she's like, any guy that you date that has like great habits or like great fashion, manners, certain things that he's very thoughtful in a relationship, like you can thank the girl from before you.
Right. Don't like, thank him. Text her.
Just like she dated, I forget what her story was. It was like, I don't know, some guy who like took his shoes off when he came in the apartment and she was like, you were taught that. Like,
that's funny.
It's just, it's kind of true. And that's why
or he had a helicopter mom.
Or the mom, yeah. Things. But I think sometimes the girls leave their exes better for the next one.
Like, I love Amy Schumer's joke about how she's like, whenever you meet the mom's always like, oh, but I wanted to fuck him. That's such a fucking hilarious. No. My mom does that shit. My mom will.
Does your mom want to fuck you too?
Does she want or has she is a real question. No, look, she.
Answer the question, Sam.
I'm close to my mom. We're very close. But she definitely has taken shots at women that I've.
Jeez.
Like behind their back. Not to their.
Yeah, behind their back.
Well, my mom will say stuff about like. She's like, I want only the best for you, that type of thing. So she said stuff about girls I've dated where it's like, she was thrilled when my last relationship ended. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because I think she just saw that it caused me a lot of stress.
Well, and that's, my mom's like so cool. Her and my brother don't have that weirdness like at all. Like she's just super chill with everybody. She loves everybody. She's not critical.
They're not Jewish.
But she, maybe, but he had one girlfriend.
You're chill. Are you not a Jew?
Right. You don't seem to have problems with anything.
She's
definitely
so
not a Jew.
Yeah. She's so not a Jewish mother. But we had one guy one girl my brother dated that was terrible and he was like anxious all the time. And like, that's the one that like we hated. Anybody's better than that girl because it was like stressing him out. But anyone else,
I should
like,
just
that's
date
fine.
Like a crackhead, and that way everyone is a blessing after that. That's
I'm telling you,
do.
That's the move.
Yeah,
date somebody so horrible, so the next like, one is amazing.
Yeah. Maybe.
All right, so I've laid the groundwork personally so for my family. I've set the bar so low.
Your last guy sucked. He sounded like he sucked.
That wasn't my last guy. My last guy was on paper good guy. Great on paper, successful lawyer, very good looking, half Italian, half Jewish.
All right.
It's a great mix of like really good hair and like, I don't know, it's just
money.
Very emotional.
No emotions at
really?
All.
Really?
Felt nothing.
Whoa.
Yeah. Sex wasn't good. I don't know why we're talking about this. It doesn't matter. I tried to change him. It didn't work.
Yeah. What do you try to change him in now?
I just like somebody that I enjoyed being with. But
it's like the one requirement of someone I want to date.
All these, he had a ton of friends. Okay, so like talking about like changing a man, he had like on paper, good guy, great job, he was successful.
That's my problem with internet dating, what you just said on paper. It's like that's the person on paper, and like when you fall for someone, you fall for like their energy and how they are. It's not a fucking sheet.
We
you
met
know?
Through a friend, but he had like, he always wanted to do a lot of things, which I love. My like number one thing I look for in a partner is somebody that's like a real like to really experience life.
Yeah.
So like always has like concert tickets, movies, sporting events. Like I like to be with somebody. Like,
you're just like someone who spends
stuff.
A lot of money.
And maybe that's it.
That's it.
I'll spend the money. I'll spend the money. But
no,
like somebody
you won't.
That
you'll get it comped for your Instagram.
That's because I don't have to spend the money. It's not because I won't spend the money. But I like to be somebody like to do a lot of things all the time. It's like really active.
Sure.
And like he had tons of friends, and he like wanted to be with me. He didn't need to be with me. I just didn't enjoy his company that much. It was
yeah. That's everything. I feel like
yeah. I couldn't do it. This, that's like my number one like, thing. I have like my life's great. I don't need to hang out with somebody I don't like.
That's kind of what I'm like, you know, when I, you know, for all the flaws my last relationship had, we did really love each other. Like, there was a real great connection. So, like, I guess I wouldn't say I'm holding out, but I'm like, I can't just, it's hard to just go on dates with people that aren't awesome.
Well,
when the last one, like,
yeah.
I told my friend last night, because she was telling me a similar thing about this guy she likes, and it's like, you're almost chasing, it's like a drug, because you're chasing this high. That, of course, there were so many other bad times on the drug, but you're like, well, there was one time that was fucking amazing.
Well, I think I had a similar thing, and, like, my friend put it this perspective to me. I was in a relationship, super in love, kind of toxic too, like a lot of, you know, highs and lows, but that like set the bar for how I feel about a person. So like, I can't settle for anything less than that. Like, totally. I don't know how. And I said to my best girlfriend, I was like, I just want to feel like I felt with him, like, again, and I can't find that. I'm going out on these dates and they suck and I'm bored and this and that. And she's like, well, but you were like in love with that guy. So that's what it is.
Yeah.
So she was like, you're not just going to fall in love with everybody. You're probably only going to fall in love one more time. And I'm like, oh, right.
Yeah, you're right. You're not going to fall in love with everybody.
I just want to hang out with somebody. I'm like, this like entertains me and I don't get bored. Like, I don't, that's like the number one thing.
It's hard. It's hard out there. It's not easy.
I know. So in your special, you were talking about that you have to use condoms again.
Yeah, it's part of it.
How do you feel?
You know what I think? It's like, it's good. I mean, I've never been one of the, I have friends who are like, dude, I fucked this girl on the road. And I'm just like, tell me you wore a condom. And they're like, nope. And yeah. I'm just like, are you crazy? Like,
right.
For so many reasons, are you crazy? Like, also, I was an accident. So I'm kind of very conscious of STDs aside. I'm like, I don't want to impregnate someone. It happens
totally
with pre-cum.
Well, I actually think I feel like I should be able to make that call because I know what I'm doing on the birth control side and this and that.
So yeah, but you're not going to not have a guy wear kind of on a one night stand.
No, that's what I'm saying. So,
but you know that you're not nuts either. But, like, he's on the road. He doesn't know the person he's sleeping
with. That's what I'm saying.
Like,
a guy that's like so anti-condom is a little weird to me because like they don't know what's going on with that girl. Like, she could be like trying to have a baby.
I know comics who have multiple babies with wait staff and I'm like, that seems like it's not working out for you.
I would watch out for the girl that was begging you to not use a condom.
You did that in your bit, right?
I have a joke about that. Yeah. When she goes, please don't wear one. I go, wearing one.
That's a huge red flag.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, but she said, why? And I was like, I don't know, because based on this, I don't think you're going to be a good mother. That's why. That's a joke.
I'm sorry, that's so true. A huge red flag.
Huge red flag when somebody's like begging you to not use one.
I mean, your boyfriend, but that's not what we're talking about.
You know, I mean, even then, it's like,
time we have sex.
Some guys, I don't cheat, but some guys cheat. And it's like,
yeah.
You know, you have an unprotected sex. You don't know what he's doing. I mean, you got to trust the guy. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So I love gift giving at this time of year, but when finding great gifts, things can really start to add up. And that's why this season I am shopping with Quince. Quince is the go-to place for luxury essentials at affordable prices for everyone on my list, including myself. We'd like to thank Quince for supporting our show. Go to quince.com/GGE to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your order. So I'm really, really glad I found this company and this site. Everything is so affordable, but looks really luxury. So as you're perusing it, they have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters. They have washable silk tops and dresses. They have cotton sweaters and all kinds of comfy stuff, like just cozy pants that you can wear. I love the colors. I love the styles. But the prices are really the reason to shop here, on top of obviously the selection. Prices are 50 to 80% less than similar brands. So it's unbelievable. It partners directly with top factories to cut out the cost of the middleman, and it just passes the savings directly on to you from Quince. And I just love what they're doing. I love the styles. There's so much variety, and it is such a one-stop shop, whether you're shopping for kids, you're a significant other, your parents, anybody will really love this. You can get affordable luxury for everyone on your list with Quince. Go to quince.com/GGE to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your order. That's quince.com/GGE for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Every week we play a game with a guest and we try to formulate the game, but this is like one of our staples. It's called Is This Weird?
Okay.
We ask people for emails every week, dating, sex, relationships. We pull the emails and we're just going to have you tell us if you think it's weird or not.
Okay. Yeah.
And I like to always tell people how it started because they appreciate it. It started with an email to us, and this girl said that she was dating this guy and he would wake up and take a bath in the morning.
That's weird.
And her quote, we need to send this girl flowers because like she's done so much for us. Her quote was, he's just laying there in the bath with a half chub while I'm doing my makeup. And she wrote, is this weird? And like that prompted the whole thing. And now this is our game. But yeah, morning bath.
I like her for writing that email.
She changed our life.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to read you some emails.
Okay.
This is one of my more favorite ones we've gotten. We get a lot of like sex ones, like my boyfriend likes butt stuff, but like I really like the scenario ones that are like that are not sex.
Yeah.
That are just like, this thing happened.
Okay. Yeah, like weird shit. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call this one the towel.
Okay.
What is the Pittsburgh Steelers thing?
The terrible towel.
Does this have something to do with the period?
No, it's the guy thing.
Okay.
Okay.
The terrible towel. Let's call it that.
The towel. She starts the email off my, in quotations, good girlfriend.
So this is her.
Okay.
This is about her.
Met this guy from the Midwest when he was visiting from Texas. She decided to go visit him for the weekend. So they got a hotel. He goes to take a shit, and instead
of
using...
Is this their first time hooking up?
Yeah, I guess she like goes to visit him, and instead of staying with him, they get a hotel.
Oh, I like that move.
We actually always recommend that if you don't want to like stay with the guy, like split a hotel.
Yeah,
and or hotel you don't sex want him, like, is the
in best. Your space. The best sex.
It's you can disrespect the room.
Totally.
It's amazing. Okay, so he goes to take a shit, and instead of toilet paper, he uses, in all caps, a hand towel.
What?
Now, now, I get if this was a one-time deal, okay, but he uses a shit towel for every time he takes a shit, and instead of getting a clean towel, he just uses different parts of the towel and wads it up in the corner of the bathroom. What makes it worse is he left skid marks on the bed.
What?
So he obviously doesn't do a very good job cleaning himself, so my question is... Is this weird?
I mean, I think, yeah, obviously. Shit towel? That's, you had to add the word shit to towel. That's how you know it's weird. You like, don't do that.
How anti-toilet paper are you? Like, what is going on here? Like,
oh, she thinks he's an environmentalist type.
Oh, God, I don't even, yeah, like how they make babies wear cloth diapers. I don't know. Like, who taught you this?
Yeah, I hope she confronted him about this.
Well, this is her good friend, so she doesn't know, I guess, what the girl did. But you know how totems where they're like, just hang up the towels if you don't want us to like, replace them? He's like, you know, I'm good on toilet paper, too. Don't waste more toilet paper.
I hope they left a nice tip for room service or the maids.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Yeah, what would you do? What would you do if a girl did that?
I would probably say, did you just wipe your ass with the towel? And once she said yes, I would say, why? And then, you know, I don't know what her, I mean, say, that's how I was raised in my house. I'd be like, well, this is the real world now, and you have to use toilet paper.
Well, at least get in the shower and, like, clean your butthole. What are you, like, why are you, like, okay, you don't want to use toilet paper. You're an environmentalist. You don't want to, because I guess you would waste water by cleaning your butthole.
So he's anti-bidet, too.
Yeah.
Who would be anti-bidet? I love a bidet.
I've never used one.
Me either.
I hear it's great.
My best guy friend, he has one of those fancy Japanese toilets. It's so
great.
Like, seats heated.
Love it.
It comes up in like sprays.
Luxury.
How aggressive is the spray? Because for us, we've never used them before. It's just like
no. It's not
it's
like
a spritz.
Yeah, it's like a spritz. It feels real nice.
Damn.
Yeah. It doesn't like shoot up there.
Yeah, I don't know what this guy's thinking with the toilet. This is insane.
Well, that's the thing. Like we do these, and then like I lose sleep over it because I need more information. You know, like
right.
I have to know.
Was he drunk? How drunk?
No, this sounds like this is his thing. And then he wads it up and puts it in the corner of the bathroom. I can't. So this is like hard
to
process.
The only explanation is that they were out of toilet paper. And even then, you go Kleenex after toilet paper. You don't just
paper
jump
towel,
the towel.
Anything.
Yeah.
It's all so weird.
I'm embarrassed pooping on a one night stand. I've done it many times, but it's like I'm not like thrilled about that.
We've not addressed this at all. I would never take a shit in a hotel room with somebody that I'm on a first date
with.
Well,
sometimes you don't have a choice, you know?
Yeah,
yes, that's what lobby bathrooms are for.
Yeah, she's the whole thing about it.
Yes, I am.
I hear you that you do it.
I don't.
No?
I don't care.
I drink a lot of coffee. I drink a lot of whiskey. I mean, it's sometimes it happens.
Yeah.
Not me. I'll make some excuse up, like, I need to watch the sunset, or there's a star I got to catch up.
The sunset.
I will find an excuse to take a shit in the lobby. I can't do it.
I dated a guy that like, took him a long time to, like, shit at my place.
Really?
Like, he was always like, I got to go home and grab something.
We all do it. It's fine.
Right.
Well, look, some places in New York are so small that you're kind of like, well, this is pretty intimate. You're 8 feet from where I am right now.
Well, we stayed in a hotel together in Paris, and the toilet was 3 feet away from the bed. So, like, there was no way to, like, demurely take a shit. So I kept shitting in the spa the whole trip.
You guys are pals.
Well, I know. Raina was like, did you just take a shit in there? I'm like, yeah, where am I supposed to go? And she was like, I've been going to the spa this whole week. I'm like, what?
I'd like to enjoy taking a shit.
You guys are like pals. It's fun.
That's what I'm saying.
We're buddies. I like to enjoy taking a shit. I can't enjoy taking a shit 2 feet from her head.
Right.
I don't think about it like that.
It was even closer than this. Like, if she was sleeping there and I was taking a shit on the table.
I didn't, like, take a shit on your face. I mean, it went in the toilet and then it's gone. Okay. this next one. I met this guy on an app, had a good first date, nice little street corner makeout at the end. We both got drunk last night and ended up meeting up and hooked up. Mid-sex, he stops. Okay, mid-sex, he stops and says, this is embarrassing. I just finished. And then shuts down. Keeps saying he's embarrassed and feels awkward, even though I was telling him it's fine. It's not a big deal.
It's not mid-sex if he's finished.
Mid-sex for her.
I'm taking the guy's perspective here. It's over. I'm sorry to say this, but...
I'm picturing like three thrusts and he was
done.
That's a
bummer.
Or not even.
Then it's not mid-sex, it's pre-sex kind of, right?
He says, I'm sorry, you're going to hate me, I'm sure, but I'm going to go home. He gets dressed and says, I'll call you tomorrow. We can talk about this. I just need to go. And
I'm going
to
go home. Yeah, you can't. He's making a bigger deal out of this than it is.
Totally.
Okay, right.
No girl thinks this is a big deal.
Yeah. The next day, he deleted her from the app they met on. She goes to text him like in a joking way to break the ice. I'm sure to make him feel better, blah, blah, blah. And it like turned, it gets no delivered. I'm assuming it turned green and he had blocked her number.
Damn.
What happened? I'm just baffled.
You blocked me after one date. You should say, that was premature. He's embarrassed, clearly. I don't know. I've done it. It's all happened to us, but it's also like, who gives a shit? It's like, if he was smart, she should have at least tried to give it like 30 minutes, like, let's go again.
Yeah.
Or at least go down on her or something shit.
It sounds to me like maybe they're just very young. Like, there's nobody on earth who's hasn't happened to, or a guy finishes too quick, or like, I've had scenarios where like a guy like can't get it up and like, whatever. Like, it's happened to everybody. I think guys, like, tend to overreact more than any woman ever would. Yeah. Men, like, get really fucked up about it. Women are like, I don't care. This happened.
Also, some women probably take it as a compliment. It's like, you fucking can control yourself around me. I don't know.
I remember I was hooking up with a guy once. We were just like, we were like rubbing up against each other. We hadn't started to have sex yet, and he came. And, like, he came on my thigh. And I went in the bathroom and, like, rubbed off with a towel, and it rubbed off my spray tan. And that's when I realized cum takes off spray tan.
Damn.
For anybody that wanted to know.
Oh my God.
I just like to let people know.
I had no idea.
You never know. If you get a spray tan and like someone comes on your stomach or your back, you'll have like a big splotch.
Or your face. What if you just like had like.
All right. there's nothing that girl can do. She already tried. Like, he blocked her. I mean, there's nothing she can do about that. But the thing with that guy is like,
well, you don't want to be with that guy anyway.
You don't want to be with that guy anyway, but I'm assuming that's happened to him before. Like, he's going to have to figure out how to deal with this, or he's never going to have.
He said, did he say this never happens, or what did he say?
Oh, probably.
He
just kept saying he's embarrassed.
Oh, I'm embarrassed. Okay.
Did this happen to you ever when you were like really young and you just didn't know how to deal with it?
Yeah, of course I've like come too soon before, but I've also like, I don't think it's that big a deal. I remember one girl got really mad at me for once. And I was
really?
Like, yeah, she was really mad. She was like, really? She was,
mad?
But someone who's like really, like, you're probably not, she's just there for the sex, obviously. So,
yeah. Oh,
so that's why she's mad, probably, right? I mean, so I think any girl that's like actually likes you is going to look past that at some point, probably. I don't know.
I mean, I guess if you're in a relationship with somebody and you like can't, and that happens every time, and you can't have like a great sexual experience with them.
I am laughing at that happening every time.
Every time.
It is kind of funny, but just kept it. You're just like, I'm sorry. I only last 3 seconds every time. That would suck. I think women also like, they know, you know how to make us come. Like, there's certain women you just like know what to do where it's like, oh, she knew that would turn me on a lot.
And sometimes like if the guy I was speaking of, we were long distance. So like he wasn't fucking other girls. So we hadn't had sex in a long time.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's better than a guy that had sex with someone else earlier in the day or jerked off all day long. You know,
it beats the hell out of the shit towel guy for sure. I mean, it's way better than that guy.
Okay. Yeah. So would you rather, I dated this guy, I'm going to see him at a wedding next weekend, actually. He only had like 2 speeds. He either came in like 1 minute or 45 minutes. And it's just like, there was never anything in between. Like, I was either getting pounded into oblivion or like, it was just like, wait, did that just happen? What?
Yeah.
Would you rather 1 minute or 45 minutes?
It depends.
I don't even know how to answer that.
For me, obviously.
Did he go down on you? Does he go down on you?
Yes. I liked all the other things. We like really like did a nice job together.
Huh.
I just don't even know how to answer that. Definitely
maybe not 3 minutes. I'd say 3 minutes.
I'll take three.
Three?
I'm good with three. As opposed to 45.
45 is long. That's like, that's a time suck right there. That's, totally. That's tough. It's like, you got shit
to do,
right?
That's your whole special.
That's a long time. I think, yeah, the problem is like the first time sometimes it's fun to go longer because you're so into it and you're like, this is crazy. But 45 minutes, I mean, that's like a Law & Order SVU episode, right? That's a lot, right? That's a, like, we want to hit like a Schitt's Creek episode, like 20 minutes, maybe 18, yeah. You know?
Well, it also depends. Maybe are you mixing it up? Good. Like,
10 is great for me. If like you, there's a lot of foreplay. 8 to 10.
But if you're like, you know, switching up with positions. No one wants to be in the same position for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Morning time, like, I love, like, the...
Love a morning fuck.
When you're, like, cuddling and you just, like, slip it in. And you
from, like, behind a little bit, you get that spoon position. Great.
It's the laziest, best sex in the entire world.
It's and the best.
Good. Lasts, like, 6-7 minutes. You go about your day. It's amazing. Okay. Next scenario. The title... I love the email titles people send us. This one is called I Love Eating Ass.
Wow.
She just really came out of the gate.
I'm not that into it. I'm not really. Oh, it's a woman likes to eating dudes' asses. Okay. I that wasn't fair of me to prejudge. But I remember I was like, you think you want to do it sometimes? And you're like, it is a butthole. Like, I remember I was with a girl and I was like talking dirty and I was like, I'll eat your ass. And she's like, you don't have to do that. And I was like, thank you. Thanks.
Do you know that I, like, when I'm dirty talking, I will say things that, like, you can't even do to a person physically, but it just comes out of my mouth.
I know.
That stuff happens to me all the
time.
I'm gonna
fuck your ear. She's like, what?
Right? And you're like, I don't know. Just in the moment, it felt right to say it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never done that. People have, like, eaten mine, but I guess, like, somebody I was dating, like, right out of the shower. But, like, I couldn't get past it.
Yeah, you should be out of the shower.
Yeah.
Okay, but I will say, I really get off on, like, giving somebody pleasure. Like, I really, like, I would actually like, probably
I
rather
shake the, like,
I would rather give a blowjob than have somebody go down on me. I know that's crazy. I enjoy it. So I think that that's probably, we didn't read the email yet, but, like, I get
Are
off.
Are you sure you're Jewish?
Girl, Jewish girls love blowjobs.
Isn't that the whole thing?
Oh, no. I thought it was the opposite.
No. I thought it's like, we won't clean or, like, scrub the floors or anything like that, but we will give blowjobs.
Okay.
I have heard that stereotype.
Yeah.
Definitely not
No
Jewish.
Manual labor or cleaning, but I can cook breakfast and suck a dick like a champ.
All right. Hell yeah.
Anyway, let's read the email.
I like giving guys pleasure, too. I know that they're getting pleasure by going down on me. That's my whole stance.
That's a good angle.
Yeah.
Thanks. All right. So I'm a very sexually outgoing girl, and my boyfriend of 2 years is very conservative. For the first year, maybe, of our relationship, I didn't care as much that sex was quote-unquote normal, but sex is sex, and I'm horny 24/7.
Hell yeah.
Jesus. So I'm a little bored. Bored as fuck, actually. Like, reverse cowgirl is only hot so many times, you know? I had somebody used to make me do that all the time.
I like it 'cause you can, like, watch TV, you know?
I think David Tell was a joke. He's like, I don't know who came up with that, but I know they were ugly.
I wanted something crazy and new. I told him I'm really interested in ass play. He eats mine, but I want to eat his. I put a finger there before, and he enjoyed it, but hasn't let me do it since. Yeah. One night, after multiple drinks, he finally let me toss his salad, and I've never been more turned on.
Whoa.
I came so fast after, and he loved it in the moment, but now he's so weird talking about it and doesn't want to ever do it again.
I'll get over it.
Should I suppress my feelings and go back to boring sex? Is this weird? No. I don't know what to do. I like it so much.
There's a
help. Sincerely, eager to eat ass.
But he was eating her ass, so he's not like Mr. Conservative won't do anything. I'm confused. She just wants to...
No, I thought she ate his.
She said he'd been eating hers.
Yeah, but she did it to him.
And now he's all weird.
Now he's like...
I think you just got to get over it a little bit.
He's probably having like an am I gay moment.
Yeah, this is her boyfriend.
A gay moment?
He's probably having that like am I gay moment.
No.
You know?
A little ass play is fun.
I think
like, I don't know, but that is technically what the male G-spot is, right? Like a good little prostate massage never hurt anybody.
Yeah, we talk about it on every episode.
I think it's one of the things where he's just got to get over it. He's clearly a prude and she's not, and you only live once. Get in there. Have fun. Eat some ass.
I just feel like she's living the dream. He's eating her ass and he doesn't want her to eat his. Like, I want to date this guy.
Really?
This sounds great.
But she wants to do it, and it turns her on.
You inevitably want what you can't have, right? If someone's like, you can't eat my ass, I'd be like, I think I want to eat your ass.
Like a successful, well-adjusted guy, that's what I really want. I just can't have it. I don't need success. Just be like normal.
Yeah, he needs to get over it. I mean, I'm assuming, though, that like it sounded like he really liked it, I think.
She said that he loved it.
But that now he's like, wait... Like, he's probably just having weird insecurity of, like, I really like this ass stuff. Like, what does this say about me? He just needs to lighten up, I think.
Yeah, just lighten up a little bit. We had a lot of emails about, like, does this make my man gay? And then we had, like, a doctor come on the show and be like, it's, like, the dumbest thing. Of course it doesn't make you gay.
I remember I was in, like, 7th or 8th grade, and this kid, he was a little precocious. He said, he said, yo, just because you take it in the ass don't mean you're gay. And I was like, yeah. I didn't even, like, I was like, it was, like, such a thing where I'm like, I didn't realize that till he said it. It was like, I was a kid still. I was like, that's a good point, though. Just some lines stay with you. Yeah, I was like, this guy knows some shit.
I wonder if that guy knows that, like, the one sentence he said, you, like, stuck with you your whole life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that guy's in jail.
See my Twitter bio.
You ever read things? <That's
not>. Okay, last is this weird question. It's a two-parter. Mom stuff.
Hell yeah.
Part one, my boyfriend still kisses his mom, all caps, on the lips.
Ooh.
When he greets her or when she leaves, he's 26 years old. Is this weird? I guess, should we just answer that and then move on to the second part?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you
yes, think? It's weird.
Right.
Stop fucking kissing your mom on the face.
It is so bonkers to me. Like, the thought of kissing my dad's lips is like, I can't even stomach it. And
what,
like, I love
same
my dad.
Sex. Would you kiss your mom on the lips?
Why?
Just
I don't need to kiss my mom on the lips.
Do you need to be more intimate? How about just it's weird.
Are you kissing your parents on the lips?
Can you imagine that ever happening? You've met my dad. Absolutely not. That's disgusting.
Well, it's the parents' fault for normalizing.
Totally.
Like, the mom should not have been doing that. Because I remember there were kids growing up where the mom would kiss the mouth, and we'd be like, did that just fucking happen? That's not normal. Stop doing that.
Well, you see these, like, cute photos of, like, moms and their daughters when the girl's, like, 2, like, kissing their mom. And I think that's adorable. But, like, after the age of, like, 3, no more.
Yeah.
No more.
I don't know.
It's weird.
It's just, I guess you're right. When you're super young, it's one. I think I'm going to stick away from my kids' lips, though, regardless of gender. I think it's just weird.
Yeah.
It's weird to me.
I actually, yeah. I mean, my family's super close, but I don't even remember, like, lip kissing when I was, like, really little.
There's other ways to share intimacy with your family.
Hugs. And, like, cheek kisses are fine.
Yeah, cheek kisses.
Yeah.
We don't even do
okay,
that.
Okay, well, here's the second part.
All right.
The mom is divorced, twice divorced, and in her mid-50s. She asks my boyfriend and I to go out to bars and concerts with her to act as her wingmen so she can pick up men their age, 25 to 30.
Damn. That's fun.
There's a lot going on here.
That would bum me out if it was my mom, but I'm glad there are women like that out there. It's fun. You know?
That'll be us.
I don't know. I think that, like, a lot of parents just want to be, like, friends with their kids, and they're like, their kid hits a certain age and, like, I want to go out with you. I think it's weird they're trying to, like, fuck your friends.
This is, I don't know. I don't want to be super negative because people have different family structures and stuff, but, like, I don't know if I would be able to date this guy with, like, the mom kissing and the mom, like, come out and help me meet guys half my age. It's a lot. Yeah.
It's not for me. Have you ever dated anybody where the parents were, like, involved in a weird way in your relationship?
I'm trying to think. I don't think I have. Family stuff should be, like, I shouldn't feel threatened by.
Right.
And I guess you're not threatened because they're not obviously going to do that. But you're like, what do you do? I shouldn't be made uncomfortable by that. I don't like that.
I dated a guy with a weird thing with his sister. It made me a little uncomfortable. She, like, kept a toothbrush in his apartment for, like, when she slept over. But she, like, lived down the street. So there was, like, no reason for her to ever need to have a toothbrush there. He would, like, be weird about her making plans with us. Like, she would, like, odd. Like, anytime she had plans with us, she'd cancel because she, like, couldn't be. I mean, you've been with me for an hour. I'm not terrible.
No, you're fine.
Thank you.
Are we wrapping up?
Yeah. Tell everybody where they can find you on Instagram, your shows, everything you want to plug.
This weekend I'll be the 8th. I'll be in Hilarities in Cleveland, which is such a great club. The following weekend I'll be in Tampa at Side Splitters. And my Comedy Central special is available on cc.com/Sam Morrell. It's free. No cable login necessary, I think, until November 30th, which is pretty cool. I don't think they normally do that.
Yeah.
And then I got a podcast called Keeping Joe. It's with Joe Mackey and Phil Hanley, who are both really funny comics, and the manager of the Comedy Cellar, Liz. We're complete idiots the entire time. It's pretty fun.
Off the rails.
And then, if you like, I have albums on Spotify, Pandora, iTunes, all that stuff. Just Sam Morrell, Class Act, and Positive Influence, a new one. So check it out.
What are you on Instagram?
It's just my name, Sam Morrell. Morrill.
Sam Morrell. Yeah, I watched the special on demand. So if you're into cable, old
Does
school style.
Does anyone have cable anymore?
I do. I don't know. I love my cable. But yeah, so and if not, cc.com, stream it.
Yeah, which is pretty cool they're doing that. So
yeah,
it's
that's
the extended
awesome
version. It's like 56 minutes, I think.
Oh.
Just, yeah.
So I didn't get that then.
Yeah, they cut out some stuff.
I got to go back in.
For the broadcast. Commercials, man.
Got to pay the bills. Thanks to Lola, our sponsor for this episode.
Thanks for the condoms, Lola. Hopefully I put them to good use sometime soon. I appreciate it.
Cleveland. We'll give you a personal cleansing wipe, too, on the way out.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have a gift to give to the girl, you know?
All right.
Before the ass play.
I'm pumped.
Wow.
All right.
Well, thanks. Thanks, guys. And as always, you can find us on Instagram at Girls Gotta Eat Podcast. Keep rating and subscribing. You can check out our live shows at girlsgottaeatpodcast.com/shows.
Yeah. And follow along this week. We'll be in Atlanta and Nashville.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good week.
Have a good week.